two-thirds of Alaska's congressional delegation was sworn in for new terms today. Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski and Congressman Don Young each took the oath of office in their respective chambers. Senator Murkowski made history by being the Senate's first successful write-in candidate in more than 50 years, a fact not lost on her supporters today. APRN's Libby Casey reports.
According to the Murkowski clan, to make history, you need your family by your side. Senator Lisa Murkowski's large and tight-knit family was on hand at her swearing-in Wednesday, traveling in a joyful pack throughout the Capitol.
We're going all the way down to the basement. Okay, we got one here. We got room.
Squish. The last time Lisa Murkowski was sworn in, the tram that shuttles people from Senate buildings to the Capitol broke down with her family inside. That didn't stop them, says sister-in-law Karen Murkowski, who remembers an image of matriarch Nancy.
A picture of my mother-in-law climbing out the window. The car was amazing, the subway. She's a trooper.
But this time around, things went smoothly. Cousin Mary Gore attributes that to Lisa's lucky bracelet, the blue rubber campaign bracelet dreamed up by her husband to help Alaskans remember how to spell her name. Murkowski pledged to keep it on until the swearing in, but Mary Gore says it may soon be replaced.
For Christmas, her husband gave her an engraved gold band that says, fill it in, write it in, Lisa Murkowski.
So now it's
classy. So now,
Gore says at the core of support is a circle of women who are cousins and aunts of Lisa Murkowski and who are there for each other through thick and thin.
Women rule, especially in this family.
When Lisa Murkowski was sworn in by Vice President Joe Biden on the Senate floor, she was escorted by her father, Frank Murkowski, the man who served Alaska as senator for 22 years and made his most controversial move in appointing his daughter to the seat when he became governor. Lisa Murkowski's supporters and staffers gathered in a nearby room to watch on TV as she signed her name in the Senate's official oath book. Later, the vice president administered the oath individually in a ceremonial reenactment in the old Senate chambers.
And that you will well and faithfully discharge the duties of the office upon which you're about to enter, so help you God. This is a good one, guys. This is a good one.
The Murkowski clan posed for pictures with the vice president, and he held up one of the campaign t-shirts teaching voters how to spell her name with a cow and a set of skis on it. Members of the Senate swung by to offer their congratulations, like Senator John Cornyn of Texas, the head of the fundraising body for Senate Republicans, who shared a moment with Frank.
Well, Lisa, she kind of made this more exciting than any of us wanted, but it all turned out.
Just a few months ago, Cornyn was warning Murkowski she would lose her spot on the Republican leadership team if she launched a write-in bid. But Cornyn was sunnily optimistic about her spot in the Republican Party now.
Well, I think she can carve out whatever role she wants. I mean, she's very well respected, certainly among Republicans in the Senate, and she was a member of leadership. She resigned that when she ran as a write-in candidate, but I wouldn't count anything out in the future in terms of her role, either in leadership or, as a leading member of our conference.
In the midst of all the hoopla, Senator Murkowski paused to reflect on the day, a day that was far from a sure thing a few months ago.
Well, right now it feels like organizing the circus, trying to get everybody moving to the right places. So there's a lot of commotion, but centered in all of it was the very solemn moment of raising your hand and pledging to defend the Constitution and our country. And it kind of slows everything down and brings it back to where we are at this moment, which is continuing the representation for the state. It's a pretty sobering and really somewhat overwhelming responsibility, but
we're need more than one elevator.
Ready to shoulder it.
And with that, Lisa Murkowski led her family back into an elevator to head off through the Capitol again. In Washington, I'm Libby Casey.